world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And Lord, just let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. We thank you that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. A couple weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know how long ago it was, I said, we're in a crucible. We're in a crucible. Hey, Spencer, we're in a crucible. Pull that up there again, if you would, for me. Crucible. Go to Webster's. Sorry, I didn't get that ready for you. Crucible. Crucible. We're in a crucible. What is that, Spence? Click on that thing. I'm telling you, we're in a spiritual crucible. Now, Spence, for some reason, that's not popping up. It's on my screen, but it's not. Do I click on it to make it? Oh, there you go. Folks, it's going to be a great show. Yeah, I just promise you, it's going to be a good one. So what's a crucible? A hollow place at the bottom of a chemical furnace. A crucible is a place where things are being melted. It's a make, best place would say make or break. We are at make or break. Right now we're at make or break. And I want all of you to be encouraged to understand this. The massive, massive cheating that just took place in the California primary. Massive cheating. I don't know if you followed it or not. They did, of course, ballot drops like they do everywhere. And one ballot drop was like, I don't know, on the top of my head, 20,000 votes, all for the same person, all for the cheating. This is all going to connect back to the 2020 election. And there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And a lot of crazy stuff going on. So look, it's Psalm. I apologize to Craig because he put together all the reading of the Psalms and we dropped the ball and didn't get it done. It's all my fault. But I want to ask you something. Listen, don't go away. I've never done this in all the time that I've been doing Coach Dave Live show number. I think, Spencer, 2,676. I think. I'm off. It's 2,680. I got to correct that on my own chart. 2,680 shows. I've never done what I think I'm going to do. See, what are you talking about, Willis? I don't think this is going to be a one-shower. In other words, I think we may have to pick it up tomorrow. And we may have to pick it up the next day. Because until we understand what's going on, Christians, until we understand what's going on, we ain't going to get it, okay? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. So is it Psalm 99? Is that what you said, Craig? Throw it up. Oh, there it is. How about if I go ahead and read it? I'll be okay. I'll be the guy to read it. Unless somebody wants to volunteer, say, no, Coach, I've been waiting all week to do this. The Lord reigneth. Wow. We stopped right there, couldn't we? Couldn't we stop right there? Let the people tremble. Well, why would we have to tremble if he's love, 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 and I'm okay and you're okay and he loves everybody and the Lord reigns. So people, you better tremble because he sitteth between the cherubims. Oh, I can't believe this is what I'm. He sits between the cherubims. What? He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise the great and terrible name, for it is holy. Terrible name? Yeah, because that name's going to be terrible for some folk. It's a terrible name. The king's strength also loves judgment. This is unbelievable, isn't it? The king's strength also loveth judgment. Now, wait a minute. What would be the king's strength? By the way, Craig, I'm reading this off the top of my head. And here's how I read the Bible. I ask questions as I read it. the king's strength. Not the king, his strength loves judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executed judgment and righteousness in Jacob. He says the king loves judgment. Dudes, how about establishing some equity and executing some judgment? That's what the Lord, who are you to judge? See what the modern Christianity tells you, who are you to judge? We're supposed to judge righteously. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he's holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord and he answered them all. What if we could do that? He spake unto them in a cloudy pillar, but they kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Really? So you answered them, O Lord, our God. You were a God that forgave them, though they took vengeance of their inventions. Wow. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Now I look in the chat, and Mel just put something in the tyranny of safety, security, and comfort. I want to see what that is, but I don't have time to open it up now and see. So I got to go where I want to go here. Betty, give me a thumbs up. Say it's okay. Let's go, coach. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. The Lord woke me up. I woke up this morning. Happened to you? Wake up. I woke up. And before my feet hit the bed, the Holy Spirit said to me, you ready? The hierarchy of hell. I wasn't even out of bed. I said, what? The hierarchy of hell. Hey, Spence, go to Webster's. Hierarchy. It's hard to spell. I don't know why they made that word so. H-E-I-R-A. R. C H. Yeah, that's it. Why isn't it in there? Hierarchy, hierarchy, hierarchy. I'm going to try it again. The hierarchy of hell. There it is. A group of persons or things organized into successive ranks or grades with each level. Spencer, you had a good one up there and you just jumped on me. With each level subordinate to the one above it. Say it again, a hierarchy. Oh, we have privates. I don't know if I get this right. Lieutenants, sergeants, or is it sergeants, lieutenants? Captains, majors, lieutenant, colonels. I don't know, but our military has a hierarchy. You have a hierarchy when you go to work. You have, if you work on the floor, I worked at Kaiser Aluminum when I was in college. There was a foreman. There was a supervisor. Everybody understands that, right? Every place you go to work, there's a chain of command. It's called a hierarchy. A hierarchy is the higher ups who make the decisions. And we live in a governmental hierarchy here in America, where the president is supposed to sit at the top of that hierarchy, except we don't understand that spiritual forces control the hierarchy. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to get into that today. Stuff you never learned in church. They never talked to you about church. Psalm 2 real quick, Spencer. We'll show you a hierarchy right there in the Bible. Why the heathen rage and people imagine vain thing? Because there's a hierarchy. Betty, did you see that? There's a hierarchy. Kings of the earth and, now look, and rulers, they're not the same. They're not the same. Kings of the earth and rulers. And then below them, there's more. Right? I'm wondering how many of us sitting out there, been in church your whole life, have ever heard a discussion on the hierarchy of hell? Every walk in our life has a hierarchy. Family has a hierarchy. Hell's got one. We'll jump into it today. I want it to be active. I want it to be give and take. But until we understand this, stay at Psalm 2. Go back to Psalm 2, Spencer. I hear you, Michelle. She says, honey, you always talk about the same thing. I understand. The kings of this earth, evidently there are kings of this, it's plural. Plural. Kings of this earth. And rulers. They're not saying. Kings of the earth and rulers. Do you guys think, is the president of the United States, is he above the UN in the world structure? Is the president of the United States above Israel in the world structure? See, we have a hierarchy in front of us and we don't know it. We don't have any understanding of it at all. And the hierarchy is a spiritual one. Okay? And we'll dive into it a little bit here. So when I got up this morning, hierarchy of hell. And I said, well, there must be a hierarchy of heaven. Kings of this earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together. That's one team. But the Lord sits up and he laughs. Because why? He's the king of the kings. He's above all of it. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end. He's in control of all. He, as that little song says, he holds the whole world in his hands, the whole wide world. In his hands, the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. That's it. It's true. But they've usurped power. There was a rebellion in hell, in heaven, where a third of the angels fell. Now, a third of isn't very big. If you got 30 people, a third of them would be 10. Doesn't sound like a whole lot. But what if there's an innumerable number of angels, which the Bible tells us, innumerable number. So many angels, you can't even number them. And a third of them fell. That's a whole bunch on the devil's team, isn't it? It's a whole bunch on the devil's team. And that's what Psalm 2 is trying to show us. That the heathen are raging. The heathen are raging. Not the Christians, not the believers. The heathen are raging. But I'm telling you, me this. Yes, Victoria, they aren't. There are no women angels, and they're not sitting around like little fat. Hey, Spencer, pull up a picture of an angel. Just do a generic pictures of angels. Watch them. They're just little fat little. They got a fat little thing. Little sissy girls with wings. Right. Let me tell you something. Hey, put that first one up there, Spencer. Second one. That ain't no angel, folks. That ain't no angel. Huh? That ain't no angel. But they put that in our head, haven't they? Am I doing okay, Betty? Am I doing okay? I'm taking you somewhere today, folks. And like I said, this might be a while. It might be a couple days. Warring angels. Hey, would anybody send that woman right there? Would you send her to war for you? Is that, if you're in a war, is that who you hope shows up? That her? Click on that, Spence. I hope, Lord, when I need help, you don't send that woman. And you would agree with me, wouldn't you, folks, that in the minds of many people, this is an angel. This is what we teach our children. This is an angel. Or Spencer, can you find the fat little Beelzebub thing? The fat, chubby little angel? Got to be some fat, chubby little ones, don't there? Caricatures of them. Come on, let's go. Where are they? Where are they? Oh, there we are. There's the angel. Oh, yeah. Yes. See, if they convince us, this is what we're dealing with. Cherubs, cupids, and our artistic depictions of angels of love. Hey, Spence, go down to that'd be 4 o'clock. Look at those little angels sitting there. 4 o'clock, straight over here, Spencer. Go down there, there's two, all over. No, I'm sorry, Spencer, I'm on 7. That's good. Okay. Hey, Spencer, go to 7 o'clock. One below that. Well, I hope they show up for me. You understand, friends? You understand how we've been brainwashed again? Brainwashed again. We think this is what's going to show up. We're battling the devil, and we're going to pray, and those two little things are going to show up. We have no respect for evil, and we have no respect for the power of God. Okay, so here we go. How old am I today? Not today. How old am I? I'm 73 years old. I've been in church, some form of church, since the day I was born. Yeah, I was in the nursery for a while. I didn't know anything was going on. Yeah, I was 2 years old and 3 years old. Yeah, I was 5 years old and 6 years old. I was in church my whole life. And then I found the Lord, really found him. Received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Transformed me into a brand new guy. And I'm going to tell you, in all my time in church, and it's been many years, I ain't never heard one sermon on the hierarchy of demons. Has anybody heard that? Raise your hand if you heard one. If somebody said, Dr. Paul, for $10,000, I'm going to, if you get it correct for $10,000, list me the seven levels of demons. Could you do that, Paul? No, I know you couldn't. Could you, Betty? Christy Henderson certainly could. Craig may be close to be able to do that. Maybe Craig would be able to. Why are my people destroyed? Somebody help me out here. Why are my people destroyed?
Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
We don't know anything about the spiritual world. So that's where I'm going to try to take us over the next couple of days, because I'm going to be honest with you. There's something supernatural going on around us, and we have no understanding. We have no grasp of it. Whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Okay, you ready? All right, here we go. The hierarchy of demons. Number three, the nine demon ranks of hell. Did you guys know this? A hierarchy of hell. Now, folks, understand this. This is just an internet search. You can come up with all kinds of different things. And, of course, the Baptists believe one thing, and the Lutherans begin the Presbyterians believe something else, and the Catholics believe something else, right? Pete says the final global religion of Satan is forming all around us. It's all around us, folks. So here are the nine demon ranks of hell. Hey. Let's say the devil had an army. How would you have him organized? How does that work? Who has power to give orders to demons? Are there demons? Okay, well, hierarchy of hell. I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know anything about it. But I said, man, it's pretty good. Can you make it a little bit? It's hard for me to reach. There you go. Thank you, brother. What really goes on in the underworld? By the way, is it an underworld? Have you ever wondered about the power struggles that might exist among the forces of darkness? The ideas of a structured hierarchy in hell is just not fodder for horror movies or ancient myths, but a complex system of order that many believe organizes the legions of demons. Hey, Spence, that's a great one. Legions, look that up. Legions, not the American Legion, Betty. We ain't talking about the American Legion. Legions. Wow, a military force, military bands, a great number. In Roman antiquity, a body of infantry consisting of different numbers of men of different periods, from 3,000 to 5,000. Each legion was divided into 10 cohorts, and each cohort into 10 companies, each company into two centuries. Wow. So a legion's a bunch of folk, isn't it? It's a bunch of folks. Okay, go back to that other chart. I'm going to do the best I can. So this article, System of the Legion of Demons, this article will explore the fascinating world of demon ranks and their roles in hell, unraveling the mysterious layers of infernal bureaucracy. What? Yeah, a bureaucracy. Spencer, what's a bureaucracy? Got a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., don't we? It's a bureaucracy. That's a tough word to spell. B-E-A-U, I believe. B-E-A. Spent B-E-A. Were you homeschooled? B-E-A. B-E-A.
C-R.
C-R. Is this crazy? We can't spell bureaucracy. Who came up with a word like that? They didn't even know. I want you to know what it was. A bureaucracy. A bureau. B-R-R-R-B-A. No, you had it. B-E-A. You're getting no bureaucracy. There's going to get it. There's going to get it. Sort of. It's, you're wrong at the beginning. There you go. Now you're getting better. Crazy. Oh, all right. So heaven's got a bureaucracy, okay? A level of government bureaucracy. Somebody's put in the chat. Mary Beth put in the chat for you there. Bureaucracy. What is it? Okay, there you go. It's a structured system of administration characterized by a hierarchy of authority, right? Division of labor, specialization, strict adherence to fixed rules, procedures, bureaucracy. We all hate the government bureaucracy. Folks, hell has a bureaucracy. Heaven has a bureaucracy. Give me a thumbs up, Betty. Come on, somebody give me. I say to Betty because I can see her. That's the one I can see. Okay, here we go. So what's the bureaucracy of hell? When's the last sermon you heard on that one? Okay, so let's understand demon ranks here. Here's the bureaucracy and the hierarchy. Discover the hierarchy of demons in the spirit world, blah, 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 blah. Who's at the top? The devil's the supreme ruler of hell, overseeing all other ranks. And what are the main ranks? Well, there are 9 ranks. You don't know this, there are 9 ranks in hell. The prince, the duke, the earl, the baron, the marquis, the count, the viscount, and the knight, each with distinct responsibilities. Just like in the military, right? How do these roles function? Well, here we go. The 9 demon ranks of hell. Scroll down. The hierarchy of hell is a topic that has intrigued theologians, historians, and storytellers for centuries. It's a structure that supposedly mirrors the aristocratic systems found in the human world as a sinister touch. Is there a hierarchy in your church? Oh boy, is there ever a hierarchy in your church and the pastor's king? The hierarchy helps to maintain order among the demonic forces, defines the roles and authorities of each rank. From fearsome leaders to cunning followers, each rank plays a crucial role in the nefarious workings of hell. Okay, so here we go. Here's the hierarchy of hell. Head of it is the devil. The top of this infernal food chain is the devil. He's the ultimate ruler of hell. He's often referred to as Satan or Lucifer. The devil's the most powerful and feared entity in the underworld. Yeah, there's an underworld. Yes, there's an underworld. Some stories depict the devil as a fallen angel who was cast out of heaven due to his pride and desire to rival God. His role is not only to rule over hell, but also to tempt humans into sinning and turning away from the path of righteousness. Why? Because that way he'll overthrow the kingdom of God. The kingdom of hell is attacking the kingdom of God. You understand? Come on, come on. Folks, it ain't about me and you. It's about the devil and the Lord. The Lord has conquered the devil. The devil's influence is felt both in hell and on earth. And many believe that he uses his immense power to control other demons. What? Hierarchy. Orchestrating their actions to achieve his malevolent, that means bad, wicked, evil goals. The devil has malevolent goals. And an interesting question to consider is, can the devil ever be overthrown, or is his position eternally secure? Spencer, Psalm 2 again. Put Psalm 2 up there. Come on, come on. Why the heathen rage? We know who they are. The people imagine a vain thing. So the heathen rage and the people imagine stupid stuff. Why? Because the heathen are raging. And because the heathen are raging and the people are stupid, the kings of the earth set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together, start making you pay income tax, property tax, all kinds of things, right? Who does this? Rulers take counsel together. By the way, they're against the Lord and they're against his anointed, which would be you and me. And they say, let's break their bands of sound, cast away the cords from us. So that's what the devil's trying to do, but he that sits in heaven laughs. Why? Because they ain't going to get away with it. Okay, go back. Betty, you're the only one to say, am I doing okay, Betty? Are we doing okay here? Okay, good, thanks. Okay, so here are the levels. This guy tells us the levels of Baal. Number two is a prince. Beneath the devil are the princes of hell, each commanding significant authority and power. Folks, think of the military. Not only do we have the army, but we have the Navy. We have the Air Force. We have the Marines. We have the Special Ops, the Green Berets. These are all what? Principalities and powers of our military forces. Would you agree with that? And they have generals and majors and admirals over the top of them. So our military structure has been copied, or we've copied it from hell. From hell. I'm going to go quickly. I'm going to do some research on your own. The devil's influence is felt both in hell and on earth. Many believe that he uses his immense power to control other demons. Really? Really? So he's the general? Satan's the general of all these lost people possessed by the devil, oppressed by the devil, orchestrating their actions to achieve his malevolent goals. And what's his malevolent goal? He's going to overthrow heaven. So it's been, I will be exalted. Where is that, Spencer? Where the devil says, I will be exalted. Does anybody know where that is? Where did the devil say that? Huh? That was the fall. Said, I will be like the Most High. It's going to be me.
It's in Isaiah.
What's that? Isaiah?
Yes.
Good thing we got a theologian out there. I will be like the Most High God. Right? I will be like the Most High. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Spencer, I'm going to send you a dollar. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. I'm going to be chief. That's the battle. It's no more simple than that. And so we know this, don't we? I'm going to get into it here. That when Satan fell, he took a third of the angels with him. So that's the devil's army. It's real. It's real. And folks, they're spirits. They're spirits. Oh, I can't do so much here. God formed man out of the dust of the earth. Genesis. And breathed in him the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So when God breathed into Adam, that's a spirit. It's a life-giving spirit. That's what makes you alive. When you die, your spirit returns to God. All spirits return to God. The soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, that's the prize. Okay, I don't want to get drugged down the field. So hang in there with me, okay? So can the devil ever be overthrown, or is his position eternally secure? Okay, so go back. Who's the king? Kings of this earth? The devil. Number one, the devil. But did you know that underneath him is what they call a prince? Beneath the devil are the princes of hell. Think military, each commanding significant authority and power. Princes, generals, are considered second in command, overseeing large regions of hell and managing their flock, legions of lesser demons. What? Yeah, there's a hierarchy in hell. These princes like Beelzebub and Asmodeus, I never heard of them, Asmodeus, are often associated with specific sins or vices. Are we seeing the hierarchy now, right? They got the devils on top, and then here's his first level of authority, the princes. Why the heathen rage, the people magic kings of earth, set themselves over him. Huh? Prince of darkness. Don't they call him the prince of darkness? In many tales, princes serve as the devil's right-hand beings, executing, maintaining the infernal order. Folks, there is a hierarchy in hell. Their power is immense, and they are often depicted as master strategists, cunning and ruthless. One might ponder, do these princes ever harbor ambitions of usurping the devil, or is their loyalty unwavering? Hey, one of those princes ever want to be the devil? Do they ever want to overthrow him? Number three, there's a duke. Raise your hand if you knew any of this. Of course you didn't. Next in the hierarchy are the dukes of hell. These demons hold significant power and are often responsible for executing large-scale operations, such as orchestrating wars, spreading plagues. I wonder if Fauci had a duke controlling him. Because they do control people. That's how they do it. We become the kings of this earth. They take over people. Dukes are highly respected among the demon ranks and are known for their intelligence and strategic acumen. Did you ever notice how all the medical people fell in line behind Duke Fauci? You might notice that. Nobody wanted to buck Duke Fauci. Then you have an earl. Duke of Earl. Earls are mid-ranking demons who serve as advisors and overseers within the infernal hierarchy. Folks, do you know where this started today? I got out of bed and the Holy Spirit said to me, hierarchy of hell. Is this amazing? Huh? Scroll on down a bit, Spencer. You're going to sleep on me there. I'm going to take $5 from you. There you go. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back up a little bit. We're still on the Duke. There you are. These demons hold significant power and are often responsible for executing large-scale operations, such as orchestrating wars or spreading plagues. Dukes are highly respected among the demon ranks and are known for their intelligence and strategic acumen. Can you say Henry Kissinger? Was he occupied by a duke? In the literature and mythology, dukes often serve as the generals of hell's armies, leading their forces into battle against the forces of good. What? Yeah, good versus evil. Yeah. Satan, huh? Against God. Yeah. Two teams. Yeah. With their sharp minds and commanding presence, dukes are essential to the function and success of hell's operations. But what happens when a duke falls out of favor? Is there a chance for redemption or risk of demotion? I don't know. He's asking a question. So now let's go back up the top, Spence. Come on, folks. Somebody will be writing these down. You got the devil, he's top. Then you got a prince underneath him. Okay. Then underneath the princes are military, right? There's the duke. And then along Duke of Earl, boom, boom, Earl comes in there. Earls are mid-ranking demons who serve as advisors and overseers within infernal hierarchy. In other words, they're the cabinet. They're the devil's cabinet. Earls are often tasked with managing specific aspects of hell's operations, such as overseeing the torture of souls or managing the flow of damned spirits. So the earl is the jailer. He's the jail guard. He's the prison guard, the earl. Wow, scrolling down. Though their power is not as great as that of the dukes or the prince, folks, when they talk of power, they're talking authority. So although their authority is not as great as that of the dukes or the princes or the earls, are nonetheless influential figures within the demonic hierarchy. The ability to advise higher-ranking demons and ensures the smooth operation of hell's bureaucracy is crucial to maintaining an order in the underworld. They got to keep, the devil has to be organized as well. And this guy is in charge of the prisons. Say, Carl, I never heard such stuff. I know. That's the problem. Then there's a baron. Barons are lower ranking demons tasked with overseeing smaller regions or specific tasks within hell. They're often responsible for managing lesser demons and ensuring that their duties are carried out efficiently. While their power is limited compared to higher ranking demons, barons are vital to the functioning of Hell's complex system. Barons are assistant coaches. I had a coaching staff, top to bottom of 13, clear down to the middle school. I had some barons. Coach Norm was a baron. I said, hey, coach, we've got to straighten that out. And he went and straightened it out for me. It's a hierarchy, authority, right? See, these demons also serve as intermediaries between the higher ranking demons and the lower ranks, making sure that the orders are executed, problems are addressed. And barons are known for their loyalty and dedication to who? To who? Well, what happens when a baron is found lacking? Is there room for upward mobility, or are they doomed to remain in their current state? Wow, can you get promoted? Number six, they're Marquess. Marquess rank is an intriguing one within the demonic hierarchy. These demons often serve as diplomats or emissaries. What? An emissary from hell? Really? Representing hell's interests in interactions with other realms or other entities. What are you talking about, Willis? They possess a unique blend of charm and cunning, making them adept at negotiation and manipulation. Remember this, Satan always comes as an angel of light. He always comes with a plan. In many stories, Marquesses are portrayed as suave and pervasive, and able to sway others to their cause with ease. Their ability to navigate complex political landscapes makes them invaluable to the demon ranks. They're the behind-the-scenes people. You don't even know what's going on. However, one might wonder, do they ever encounter conflicts of interest, or are they always solely loyal to hell's agenda? I got to get down there at 7:37 already. I haven't heard from any of you. What's a count? Well, accounts are responsible for overseeing specific domains within hell, often managing the day-to-day operations. They're the jailers and ensuring that everything runs smoothly. They possess a keen eye for detail and are adept at problem solving, making them essential to the hierarchy's efficiency. Though not as powerful as high-ranking demons, counts play a crucial role in maintaining order, addressing any issue that... See, the devil's team needs to be controlled as well. Their ability to adapt to changing circumstances and find solutions to problems make them valuable assets to their infernal hierarchy. Say, look, we can't come. Look, we cannot attack these Christians straight on as a devil. We have to come, we have to come as loving and understanding and accepting of homosexuals. That's all we got to do. We have to sell them on love. Then there's a viscount. Viscounts are lower ranking demons who assist in the management and administration of hell's operations. They're often responsible for carrying out specific tasks, overseeing small groups of lesser demons. Though their power is limited, their role is essential. Why? Because they maintain the order of the functioning of hell's bureaucracy. Wow. Viscounts are known for their diligence and attention to detail, ensuring that orders are executed and tasks are completed efficiently. While their influence may be limited, their contributions are vital to the success. They're the secretaries. They're the filers of the forms. And then there's a knight. Knights are the foot soldiers of hell, tasked with carrying out the orders of the higher-ranking demons and enforcing the infernal hierarchy's will. They are often depicted as fierce warriors, skilled in combat, and loyal to their superiors. Scroll down. Though their power is limited compared to higher ranking demons, knights play a crucial role in executing the orders of their superiors and maintaining order within hell's ranks. Their dedication and loyalty make them valuable assets to the infernal hierarchy. So what's the conclusion? Well, the hierarchy of hell is a complex, intriguing system with each rank playing a crucial role in maintaining order and carrying out the infernal agenda. From the mighty devil to the loyal knights, each demon rank possesses unique abilities and responsibilities that contribute to the successes of hell's operations. As we've explored the 9 demon ranks of hell, it's clear that this structure mirrors the aristocratic systems found in the human world, albeit with a dark and sinister twist. Whether they're diplomacy, welfare, administration, each rank plays a vital role in the nefarious workings of the underworld. So the next time you find yourself pondering the mysteries of the infernal hierarchy, consider the power dynamics and the intricate relationships that define this dark and fascinating realm. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Hang on a minute. Poem number 4. Should I stop right? Let me open it up. Just let me open it up right there. Somebody come on in here. Think I'm full of crap? When's the last class you had? Class you had in Sunday school class on demonology?
On the higher. Well, Dave, one of the things I thought was interesting is, what do they call John Wayne? What's his nickname?
The Duke.
Yeah, and then you had a pilot in World War I. He flew a red airplane. He was called what? The Red Baron. Red Baron. You know. So you wonder if they just get these nicknames for any old reason, or if they're really attributed to some of these actions here.
It's fascinating, right? It's fascinating. Where did these words come from, and why don't we get it, folks? I'm just getting started here. I got some more stuff that. Okay. You ready, Spencer? Since nobody's raising their hand, nobody wants to talk to me.
Keep going.
I am. In fact, folks, I'm a pretty strong Christian man. By that, I mean, I take my faith seriously. I ain't never heard any of this. I never heard any of it. In fact, I go to church. When I go to church, we don't even talk about what's making your son act like that. What's making your husband go crazy on you? Why is your boss picking on you? What is going on? We never stop first and foremost and look at the emissaries of hell and who's influencing it. You're right, Vinny. It's a major failing of our churches. They don't want to talk about it. Why? Because do I have to say it alone? Okay, I'll say that. Because the hierarchy of hell exists in the churches as well. Boom. Betty, that'd be a thumbs up. That'd be a thumbs up. Why does it exist there? Because we don't know it. We don't understand it. Okay. Pull up number 8, the strongman chart email picture. I couldn't figure out how to share this, so I had to take a picture of it. Okay? What is this? Spencer, here's what I want you to scroll down. Right there, brother. Make that big. These are the spirits, folks, that you and I deal with. Again, we're at the hierarchy, right? The spirits are the foot soldiers. They're the foot soldiers of hell. And the job of the foot soldiers of hell is to pull you away from the truth. I was going down through this and said, man, I know that one. Well, I know that. I know somebody's full of that one. Okay? So here are some of the spirits you're dealing with. Ask yourself, is this you? Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Well, the spirit of fear is horror, terror, anxiety. How many of you out there have anxiety? Worry, timidity, tension, phobias, shyness, nightmares, nervousness. Folks, that is a spirit of fear. And God's not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and on a sound mind. Hey, folks, ho, ho, ho. You don't have to be possessed to be tormented. Wow. Then there's the perverse spirit. Isaiah 9:14. Lust, fornication, pornography, sexual perversions, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, incest, rape, lewdness, profanity. That is a perverse spirit. Found in Isaiah 9:14. There's something in them, Betty. You ever heard, anything like this? You guys ever heard anything like this? Then there's a spirit of haughtiness, pride. By the way, you'll find a lot of that in your pulpit. What is it? Proverbs 16, 18 through 19. We can look up each of these scriptures. Pride, arrogance, dictatorship, gossip, contention, egotism, bragging, self-righteousness, scornfulness, mockery, control, overbearing, dominance. You ever run into that spirit, folks? Anybody ever run into that baby? Oh, I know that one. By the way, sometimes I've had that guy show up. Right? Like I remember T.D. Jakes saying one time. I never forgot it. He said, if you think temptation is strong when you're low, wait till you're high. You think Donald Trump isn't tempted by these? The spirit of bondage, Romans 8:15. Addiction, bitterness. Say, what are you talking about, coach? Yeah, I'm talking to those people that you're around, and the whole time you're around them, all they want to talk about is what happened to them 20 years ago. And that, can I be honest with you? Of course I can. Sometimes I'll be thinking about how I got screwed over in London as coach and the people who did it. You know what my wife says to me? Why don't you let those people go? Why do you keep focusing on those people? Well, because you know what? It's a spirit of haughtiness and pride that's trying to get in. I want justice. I want them to have to pay for what they did to me. Somebody say amen. Give me a thumbs up. I want them to pay for what they did to
me. Amen.
Pride, arrogance, dictatorship, gossip, contention, egotism, bragging, self-righteousness, scornfulness, mockery, control, overbearing, dumb. Anybody know any of those people? Huh? By the way, you ever acted like that? It's a spirit. Remember, he don't have to possess you. Just have to tempt you. Hey, Betty, they did you. Betty, they did you wrong. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mary Beth, they did you so wrong. Jeff, they did you so wrong. Huh? Come on. The spirit of infirmity. Boy. Sickness, disease, allergies, fevers, colds, flu, virus, fungus, lame, frailty. Lord cast out demons, didn't he? Hey. When's the last class you've been to in your church on casting out demons? They don't want to teach you how to cast out demons because a lot of them is one. Wow. Where am I? Spirit of bondage? No, infirm. I went through that. The deaf and dumb spirit. Oh, baby. Dumb speeches. Won't open your mouth. Suicidal, epilepsy, lunatic, mental disorders, ear diseases, deafness, insanity, schizophrenia, blindness, madness, bipolar, convulsions, foaming at the mouth. Oh, yeah. Huh? All of those demonic influences. All of them. About down here. How about this one? A lying spirit. Lies, exaggerations, delusions, flattery to people you want to impress, vain babblings, religious spirit. Oh, you can't wear that to church. Oh, you ate on the Sabbath? False doctrines, superstitions, vain imaginations, seduction, blasphemy. These are spirits, folks. Spirit of whoredom, harlotry, love of money, worldliness, greed, idolatry, gluttony, love of your body, immodesty, pornographic, voyeurism, sexual lewdness of all kinds. Spirit of whoredom. And then boom, boy, are some of us dealing with this one. I can't believe nobody's got just the spirit of heaviness, fatigue. Hey, hey, you can raise your hand on this one. How many times do you find yourself fatigued, tired, sorry, in depression, despair, sadness, grief, loneliness, discouraged, rejection, self-pity, gloominess, hopelessness? I know a lot of people who live there. Raise your hand if you know somebody lives there. I don't even want to be around them. It wears me out because why? They want to talk about how bad things are. This happened to me and that happened to me. And woe is me and woe is me and woe is me. I don't want to be around them. Get the hell out of here. Okay? Put that in the chat. I've got about 30 requests for that in the chat. Pardon me. They haven't taught you this in your church? Well, wait a minute. We forgot someone to talk. Wait a minute. They haven't taught us this at your church? The spirit of jealousy. What? Oh, yeah. Anger, rage, violence. Well, why did he pick her? How come Coach Dave let him be on that? Not me. Violence, murder, wrath, revenge, selfishness, suspicion, hate, spite, cruelty. So I thank God for those people in London, Ohio, who did me wrong because they made me what I am. Whether you like it or not, they're the reason I'm doing this. We ought to send them some money. We ought to send them cards. Not be mad about it. Divination, spiritual familiar, occult, witchcraft, sorcery, voodoo, soothsaying, astrology. Be careful! Astrology, mythology, transcendental meditation, and the last one, foul, unclean spirit, uncleanness, dirty, filth, including language, thoughts, disorderly, stench, ungroomed, bad hygiene, clutter, infestation. Wow, how do you get rid of them? Identify the problem, identify the door, how they get it. Oh, I need to take some more time on this. Come on in, Jeff, now. Golly, that's 52 minutes. Hey, part two tomorrow. Go ahead, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Did you see yourself in any of those? I sure did. Good folks, look, I'm not possessed by spirits, but I'm controlled by them. I'm influenced by them. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Well, when I talk to people, who told you? Who told you? When the feedback I get are exactly what you described. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Amen. How people can be so ignorant, stupid, idiotic, and how what they were told.
See, it's God a spirit gives of deception, free will. Jeff. They have a spirit of deception.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm just curious. How could anybody in their right mind have ever voted for Kamala Harris? I mean, come on now. Think about all the wonderful, strong people in America. We have millions and millions and millions of people who voted for Kamala Harris. You say, oh, yeah, well, look at Trump. Well, we got millions who voted for Trump. I can't explain it, right? How do you explain it? Lesser two evils, is that what you say? Betty, come on in.
I'm going to say thank you, London, for I wouldn't be sitting here and I'd be that lukewarm Christian still sitting at that church. So thank you, London.
That's right. Thank you, man. Oh, man. They called it the care group. They're the ones that came after. Thank God for the care group, man. The devil used them. Awesome, man. Why? Because the Bible says that all things work together for good. Hey, not that everything's good, but it works together for good. So in other words, you can come around and you can pee in a pot and somehow something good can come out of it. I mean, I don't know how it could be, but something good can come out. Because why? Because all things work together for good. Hey, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I got sued by the ACLU and all those wicked people in London. Why? Because they were calling me to my purpose. Lord had to distract me. He had to get me off. I was going to go coach. I was going to be Woody Hayes. Lord said, hey, I got to get you off that one. That's not what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Oh, man, what? What? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Hang in there, man. Hang on. Goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. You'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just trust me here, man. Trust me. Keep paddling. Come on, right? Isn't that it in life? See, life isn't so much what happens to you, it's what you do with it. With what you do, it'll happen to it. And so many, look, folks, I'm talking to me now. Some of you need to be set free from the past. What? Some of you today always talk about the past. Now look, the past is there. Ain't nothing gonna go. It's still there. It's the past. And the question becomes, okay, that happened to me. That was really crappy. God's going to make good out of it. I'd have never met Dale. I'd have never met Betty. I'd have never met Vinny. I'd never met Jeff Nell. I'd never met Chad Estes or Jared Heath or Craig Mickle. I'd have never met any of y'all. That's a good thing, isn't it, Betty? Isn't that a good thing?
Boom.
And how'd that happen? I got shit on. Sorry. Shouldn't have used that word. I still got that vulgar spirit jumps on me every once in a while, right? It's a launching pad, folks. What happened to you is a launching pad. It's not a pit. It's not a swamp that you're stuck in. It's a launching pad. Can you see what I swim out of? Do you have any idea what they smashed me with? Look at me, man. I'm resurrected. Can you believe it? Can you believe they did all of that to me? Can you believe that they did that to me in London? That it cost me, I was a tenured teacher. I had three children and I lost my job. Are you kidding me? I had no job? The heck? What's going on, Lord? He says, I'm getting ready to promote you. I'm getting ready to promote you, bud. But I got to work some things here. May not feel real good. Anybody go on a diet? Anybody enjoy being on a diet? Anybody start exercising after you had an exercise for you? Anybody think that's fun? Go out and work out in the gym and come up, wake up the next morning and say, oh, what the hell? Oh, yeah. Because you're working out your own salvation. You're working it out. Oh, this is so good. I should charge. Craig, quickly. We got about 2 minutes.
Well, Coach, maybe Spencer pull up Ephesians 6, 11 through 14, because this really ties into exactly what you're saying. So if we're not fighting against flesh and blood, that's me and you, all right? Okay. These are categories, principalities. One category, powers. Rulers of darkness of this world, power against spiritual records in high places. So the thing is, wherefore you take on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to what?
Stand in the evil day.
Right. Okay. So we're told to stand. Okay. And these things are in heavenly places. They call it high places. Okay. But heavenly places, depending on which version you're in. So those are stars were always worshipped as illuminations, right?
Illuminati.
Do you know what? And I kind of brought this out last night in Hagman's thing. Okay.
Hurry up. I got a minute.
It's not the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. It's the 250th anniversary of the Illuminati on May 1,
1776.
Got it backwards, which is five jubilees. 5 times 50.
So all things work together. Hey, folks. I'm running out of time here. Look at your past, and you say, you know what? I got really screwed over. Awesome. Look what the Lord launched you into. Now, you can sit in that past and ruminate over that and complain about it and tell everybody about that, or you can stand up and say, bam, look what I overcame. Wow! I'm an overcomer. See you tomorrow.